I've been thinking about this for the last number of years, really. I've always had a big interest in politics, and when I found out that Cora was resigning, sadly, you know, Cora's done a great job for the people of Stranraer, but I thought I would throw my hat into the ring because I really feel that I've got something to offer the people of the Stranraer electoral area.
Now, people will know you more for your musical talent, and they may be surprised that you're looking to enter politics.
Yeah, well, you know, the musical thing, that's probably, I'm trying to keep that as a wee bit of a separate issue, you know. It's, as I say, politics is something that I've always been interested in. I've got a real passion for it, you know. I think people like me have a huge part to play in local politics, you know. It's people like me who have felt most disaffected during the current economic stagnation, really. You know, aside from the whole playing music at the weekends, you know, that's only really a part-time sort of thing for me. You know, in reality, I'm unemployed. I've got three young children. Like everybody else, I found it nigh on impossible to support a family when there's little or no prospect of permanent employment here in Donegal. And I know that I will have plenty of time, and I'll be hugely motivated to do my best for the people of Stranraer if I'm nominated by the Sinn Féin Party.
And as you said there, you're unemployed, you have a young family, and a lot of other people are in a similar position in the county. Do you feel through this you'll be able to appeal to people this way?
Yeah, I really do, because, as I say, I am unemployed. And without beating about the bush, I know what it's like to receive bills through the door that you simply can't pay. I know what it's like for people who are receiving threats of legal action and threats of bailiffs slamming at their door daily. But I also know that there are ways and means around these things. And I know that the help of a counsellor can be reassuring if you're desperate for help. For example, with a council application or a grant form, or looking to get your application in for a council house or whatever. And I know from experience as well that having a reliable, well-informed county councillor that's prepared to fight for you can provide a little shred of comfort. And I would certainly hope to do that.